Mayor Seawright wanted to thank residents for submitting envelopes dealing with the slow delivery from the post office. If you still continue to have issues, please contact the village office. As we get ready for the November election, please make sure you are registered to vote so that you can protect your right to vote. Ohio has a 30-day registration requirement. With that being said, we encourage a positive vote for the EMS and the Rockford Library on Election Day. Leaves are falling and they present many hazards if not dealt with properly. Please make sure all storm sewers are open and not clogged with leaves. And please keep the leaves out of the streets along with the grass clippings. Keep in mind that cars, motorcycles, and bikes slide easily on wet leaves and other debris. With that, enjoy the cooler weather. Get out and do something positive for you, your neighbor, and the betterment of Rockford. Also, upcoming events and information. October 13th is the last Maker's Market for this year with Stay Tuned Barbecue and Buckeye Soft Serve food trucks. Enjoy shopping local, lunch at the park from noon to 3 p.m. A lot of events happening October 26th. The Shanes Crossing Historical Society will be dedicating our Ohio historical marker, honoring Anthony Shane, our founding father, and Johnny Appleseed. All are welcome to this special dedication. Begins at noon. Please park at the Rockford American Legion. October 26th, the Rockford Chamber of Commerce is sponsoring Rocktoberfest from 1 to 5 p.m. Special events include a vendor market, live music, a car show, hayrides, petting zoo, spin the wheel, grocery store game, and Fremont Ketchup by the case sale. Rockford Carnegie Library will have a free will donation, book sale, free craft for children and adults. There will be many free kids activities outside. There is something for everyone. Along with that, there will be a mini food truck rally. October 26th, Rockford Trick or Treat is from 5 to 6:30 p.m. Costume judging at the firehouse at 7 p.m. Again, November 5th, the general election will be at the community building. Again, encourage our community to vote yes for the EMS and yes for the Rockford Carnegie Library. The Rockford United Methodist Church on Wednesdays from 4:30 to 6 p.m. has a drive-through community meal with free will donations accepted. Village Administrator Aaron Temple mentioned that the line survey has started. We've been talking about this for 6 months. They will be walking around to each resident, taking inventory of all utilities, points of service. This will continue, possibly into the spring. Franklin Street update. The project has moved back a little bit. Most likely, we won't see any movement until after the first of the year. The park restrooms will remain open until the fall rec season is over. Leaf season is upon us. Most likely, we'll begin pickups the week of September 14th. Again, remember, no sticks in the leaves and no dog poo. Council paid the bills in the amount of $19,289.27.